Start your day, end the day the Torah way, Sunday night, Rabbi Shalom, Aaron Troy.
I think most people are familiar with, there's two shittas in the poskim as how we, to measure the shiurim. As we know, that there's a chazanish shir, the bigger shir, and we've got Rav Chaim Noah shir, the smaller shir. Actually, the chazanish shir starts a long way before, starts with the Noidib Yoda. The Tzlach, he was the one that came up with that maybe the shiurim have to be bigger because the kazesim have got smaller. And that's the two basic shiurim that we're going to handle with tonight. So we've got a bigger shiur, we've got a chazanish shiur, we've got a smaller shiur, a chayim nash shiur. So there's a big machlokes. So what do we do over here? We've got the bigger shiur, the smaller shiur. So who do we paskin like? So the Bi'alacha in Hilchas Kiddush and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, he brings the machlokes and he says, so what do you do? By the raisos, you machmer like the bigger shiur, and by the rabbonos, you can be maker like the smaller shiur. But he continues and he says that Kiddush on Shabbos is Ikroi Deraisa. That means Midaraisa, you have to make Kiddush Friday night. You don't have to make Kiddush on wine, but you have to make Kiddush. You can be Mekadosh B'Tfilah. You say in Davening, you be Mekadosh HaShabbos in Davening. And therefore, since Kiddush is Deraisa, even though making Kiddush Ala Kois on wine is not Midaraisa, but since it's Ikroi Deraisa, therefore, you have to be machmir like the bigger shitta when you make Kiddush Ala Kois. Therefore, your revius has to be the biggest size of revius, which is the chaznishi is 150cc. However, the smaller shir is 86cc. What's the way to remember it? Because, the smaller shir is a gematria kois, 86, but the bigger shir is kois, hogun, that's the ideal 150. However, so that's Friday night, Kiddush Friday night, it's Ikra Deraisa, so there you have to be machmir for the bigger shit, because Ikra Deraisa, even though you've already davened in shul, says the Mishnah Berurah, you still have to be machmir for the bigger shit. However, the Kiddush on Yom Tov is Drabonon. That means we paskin as Drabonon, there's a machlokes Rishonim, some Rishonim holds Deraisa, some Rishonim holds it's Drabonon, some Rishonim hold even Kiddush Ala Kois is Deraisa on Yom Tov, but we paskin Kiddush on Yom Tov is only Drabonon. Therefore, Kiddush on Yom Tov is only Drabonon. So therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can be maker like the smaller shita, which is 86cc. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You have to be machmir for Kiddush or Shabbos because it's Ikrei Deraisa. For everything else, it could be make. So the Mishnah Berurah, when he talks out, he says two things. You have to be machmir for Kiddush Friday night because Ikrei Minat Torah and Matzah on Leila Seder because Mid Deraisa. And the same thing goes for Kazayas on the first night. Sukkot is also Mid Deraisa. You also have to be machmir. The question is like this. This year was Nagi every week, but this year Leil Seder is the first night is Moitzah Shabbos. So besides for Kiddush, we also do Havdalah, Yakna Haz. Havdalah, says the Mishnah Berurah, is a machloikas whether it's Deraisa. Two shittas, the Rambam holds Deraisa, the Rishonim holds Rabbanon. So why does the Mishnah Berurah not say that you should be machmir for the bigger shitta? For Kiddush, for the Havdalah, because Havdalah, according to the Rambam, is the Raisa. And Mishnah Berurah brings down both Shittas. So over here, the Chayra, because it's only a Machlokes Rishonim, he brings Mishnah Berurah, doesn't paskin which one we go like, so it's a Sofok. And it's a Sofok what the Shia is like. So therefore, you can rely on the smaller Shia. So therefore, the first night Yom Tov this year, because it's not Friday night, it's Yom Tov, it's Kiddush, is only the Rabbanon. Havdalah is also, we could be maker for the smaller shir. It's the first night, we could be maker for the first shir. Gematria, kois. We don't have to be machmir for the kois hogum, for the kois. Which, therefore, you could use the smaller shir. What's the smaller shir? So nowadays, there's many, many sizes of cups. If I buy every packet of cups, I'd have a house full of cups. The smaller shit is about half of a, just over half of a plastic cup. The bigger shear is under that tape. Under that tape, that's the 86. Under there is 150. Under the top one. That's the shear of Kiddush. We move on Kadesh, or Echatz. Sorry? No, drinking, you don't have to drink that amount. Yeah, the Kois has to hold that amount. Yeah, the Kois has to hold that amount. Then we come to Urchatz, and we come to Karpas. Karpas, a lot of people have the minhag that you have bedafka less than a kazais, because you don't want to be chayv racha achrayna. However, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon in Maisarav, he held that you meant to eat a kazais. And there's a kashas from the Gemara, where the Gemara's mavur that you meant to have a kazais. Haraya. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about whether it could be yoitza mitzvahs moro with karpas. And moro, you have to have a kazais. And therefore, the chayra, we see that you have to have a kazais. That's how the Gaon and the Chazanish, I think, also held. He also ate a kazais for karpas. Sorry? Wait, did he make the bracha chroina? Oh, so lemaisa, what you have to do is by karpas you be moiti the moro with your boy pri adoma. So therefore, you're not going to make a bracha chroina because you haven't finished yet. You want to be moiti the moro. Oh, now we come to the matzah. So matzah, first night Yom Tov is doraisa.
Why
first night is doraisa. The pasuk says be'erev toichlu matzahs. Simcha, you got one of these papers there. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his letters, one of his letters, he writes a very sharp nusach, and he says nowadays the only thing that we have left of achilat midaraisa is the only thing is matzah first night sukkos, but matzah is one of the mitzvahs deraiso. In the olden days, in the Bismash of Bismigdash HaYikhayim, to have Achilles Kotchim. Nowadays, we don't have any more left. Only thing we have is matzah. And he writes there that people they have a bit of matzah, they don't want to eat too much, it's a bit uncomfortable. And he says, this is a mitzvah midaraiso, the only chance we have it. Next year, he writes, who said we'll be here next year to eat be Mekayim the mitzvah? And therefore, he says, when a mitzvah comes to your hand, especially a mitzvah with deraisa, you've got to make sure you be mekayim in the best possible way. And he says, by arba kaisos, many people, what they do is, they have a bit, they have less than the shir that you have to drink, because it's uncomfortable to have too much wine. You might feel a bit tipsy up there. But it's a mitzvah to drink, even though it's only drabbanon, arba kaisos, only midrabbanon. But a person has to be mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way. It only comes in once a year, and therefore Rav Kveger says on one of these papers, it's got the letter of Rav Kveger. Therefore, he says we should be make sure that you mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way and eat the shit. And therefore, especially matzah, which is deraisa, one has to especially be careful to get the right shit. So, what is the shit of matzah? So matzah, ideally the shear of a kazayis is measured in volume. That's what it is, volume. We know when you measure in tefachim and amas, it's very easy. You take your ruler out and you measure. However, in volume is very different. You take your piece of cake and you try to measure it, because food comes in all different shapes and sizes, it's very hard to work it out. So how do you work out what's the shear kazayis of matzah? So what you should be doing is, to work out, is you take a matzah, you grind it up, and that way you get the shir. And that way you get, how much is the shir? So according to the Chazanisha shir, the bigger shir, is 50 cc. However, according to Reb Chaim Lo, which is the smaller shir, is just under half, which is 27-28 cc. So how are you going to work that? So what you could do is, you could, before Pesach, you could take a piece of matzah, grind it up, and you can work out how much it is. And that's what I've done over here. These have got l'chaim plates over here. L'chaim cup, this is 1 ounce, which is about 35, 36 cc. So this is ground up matzah, ground up hand matzah. So this is enough for the shear of Reb Chaim Noe, but it's not enough for the shear of the Chazanish.
What is it? Your piece open?
One second. Right. This is one over here. So, this is a ground up hamatza, which is a chazan ashe, which is about 50 cc. Yeah, it looks more than that because it's not squashed in properly, but you squash it down properly together. This is 35, and this one is that bit more, which is maybe a bit more than 450 cc. If you squash it down, it will come less. That's how much the shear chazanish is. However, according to the shear of Chaim Noah, then it's a bit less than this. This is 35 cc, it's a bit less than that. But if you don't want to do that, so then what do you do? So the next best possible 50 cc. So this is 70 altogether, which is a bit under, which it's a bit more, and if you press it down, you'll get to less. So the next ideal way of working out is to weigh a matzah.
How do you weigh a matzah?
To weigh on a weighing machine. Or kitchen scales. You weigh the matzah. So now it varies. The size of the matzahs vary according to its density. And therefore, so the measurements given are about, for Reb Chaim Noah shears, up till 20 grams, and for the Chazon Ish, 30. Now, when you eat matzah, what happens is a lot gets stuck in your teeth, and that pashtus, the Mechatz Chinuch speaks out, that is not mitzdarif to the shear, because you haven't eaten that stays in your mouth. So you have to reckon when you eat matzah that you, whatever you've eaten, that shear, let's say you take the exact shear, then you haven't eaten the full shear because the stam is still left in your mouth. More than that, after you're finished eating your matzah, say the night, what does your floor look like? I don't know what yours looks like, but my floor is full of crumbs. So now those crumbs, you haven't taken that into cheshbon. So whenever you eat matzah, you have to remember that you have to take into cheshbon two things. The what's in your mouth, stuck between your teeth, and what's going to fall on the floor. So you always have to eat that bit more than the shit. And therefore, however much you eat, you should always eat that extra bit more to be mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way. So over here, went to the shop to buy some ham matzahs, a bit smaller than the usual matzahs that you buy, your cream of meals or whatever you buy. This is a smaller size matzah. It looks like hand-baked. I don't know. This, if you want to eat a chazan nishay, and you want to get in also to get in the matzah like between your teeth and what's on the floor, you're probably better off eating this size. This size is about bigger than a hand size, but you want to get all the shittas in. So for the first kazayas, only midaraisa, you only have to eat one kazayas, right? When we eat moti matzah, we eat two kazayasim. Why? One for the lecha mishnah, and also for mitzvah matzah. So machlokes, which one? Is it the top one, or is it the prusa in the middle? Whatever it is, but you only have to eat one kazayas. So midaraisa, you have to eat one kazayas. That kazayas should be a chazan ishev, because the bi'alocha says the midaraisa, you have to eat the bigger shit. The second kazayas, because it's in the drabonon, you can use the smaller shit.
Compared to a pomis ramatzah, how much
can that be? This is probably about quarter, I assume. Yeah. This one punct, I think it would be the same size,
how
same thickness. No, gram is 30. According to Chazon Ish, 30 gram. 30 gram. And the smaller share is 20 gram. The smaller share would probably be about if you close your hand, something like that. You close your hand, that sort of size. It's not so much, but if you eat that bit more to get in ala shittas, then you're zecha alright. That's the matzah. Moroir bizman azeh zoni drabonah. The question is, we just said that the Bialocha says that something that's Ikroi Deiraisa, Kiddush Friday night, which is Ikroi Deiraisa, then you have to be a Machmer for the bigger shir. No. Moroi, Bizman Abayis, when they had Korban Pesach, because it says in the Pasuk, Al Matzoisim Roimim Yechlu, you have to eat the Pesach with the Moroi, it was Deiraisa. If it was Deiraisa, so it's Ikroi Deiraisa. Even though nowadays we don't have a Korban Pesach, but it's Ikroi Deiraisa. So the Bialocha doesn't seem to take on that you have to be Machmer for the bigger shir. More than that, there's a machlokes what a shir kazayis is. Is a kazayis half a beitza, or is it a third? So the Mishnah Berurah says that for the raisas, of course, you have to be machmer. You have to be machmer to have half a beitza. But by drabonons like Moroi, b'sha'at adchak, someone who can't eat, then he could be makel like the smaller shitta and have a third. Aitzikro de raisa. So the possible terrors that you could say is the Rosh says, we don't go with the Rosh, but the Rosh says that midaraisa you don't have to eat a kazayis. Why do we eat a kazayis? Because the bracha that we make is al achilas moroi, achila in achila pchusa mekazayis. Therefore, you have to eat a kazayis. As I say in Rosh, shagasari argues, as I say in Rosh, that could be a possible terrors. So, how much lettuce does one have to eat to get the shape? So a lot of people have the main lettuce. Generally, one stalk of the romaine lettuce would get you into the shir. This, as we said, is 35 cc, which is 1 ounce. Moro is only the rabbanon, so you don't have to be machmer for the bigger shittah. So how much cc? It has to be 28 cc. You squash your moro in here as best as you could, because it's very hard, the stalk. You press down. It will hit nearly the top. You've got some air gaps in there, but you've basically probably got your shear with one middle-sized stalk.
With that.
And therefore, if you want to be machmer for the bigger shitter, you're best off to have two. But since it's only drabbanon, then you don't have to be machmer for that shitter. Mm-hmm. When it comes to afikoman,
sorry?
Your horseradish there, then you could be mitzdarfit. Koirich is the same thing. Koirich is drabonon. The matzah is only drabonon. The mor is only drabonon. We only do it zeichel mikdash kehilo. Therefore, also you can rely on the smaller shitta. And afikoyman, we have two kazesim of afikoyman. One, the zeichel korban pesach, which was eaten ala soiva, and also zeichel for the korban chagiga. And therefore, we have two kazesim. Those kazesim are only drabonon. They're not midaraisa. We're ready to be going to the mitzvah midaraisa with the first kazayis. Even though the Ari Shonim that hold that the ikka mitzvah matzah is the afikoman, but once you've eaten it, lamaisi, you've eaten the matzah at the beginning, and therefore these matzahs they're eating for afikoman only drabonon. Therefore, you can be makel on the smaller share, and therefore you can be relying on the smaller share of 28 cc. Very good. Cult of. Right. Good to look at the answer. Right. Sure.